One of Richmond's most prominent basketball players has been inducted into Basketball BC's Hall of Fame. Alan Tate, a former Richmond High School athlete, was known as one of the most prolific scorers in BC High School boys basketball history. Aside from receiving the award at the induction ceremony, Tate said he enjoyed talking to people he hasn't seen in 2 to 3 decades. "It was a little emotional," he said. "I just thank the guys before me because they're the ones that built the foundation for when I joined the sport. They're the ones that built the community, and it was cool to be part of the basketball team." Tate set the AAA Boys High School Provincial scoring record during his time at Richmond High and was named one of the top 25 greatest high school basketball players of all time in 2020 by the BC High School Boys Basketball Association, according to Basketball BC. After graduating, he went on to play in Division I basketball on a scholarship at Oregon State University. Tate told the Richmond News his basketball career was highly influenced by three prominent figures. Bob Gardner, former principal at James Thompson Elementary, Bill Disbrow, former basketball coach at Richmond High, and Ralph Miller, coach at Oregon State, all played a part in Tate's life in the basketball scene. From bringing down a 10-foot hoop to 8 for a young elementary athlete to providing the necessary resources and opportunities to play on the court, these three men enabled him to embrace basketball and live a great life, according to Tate. Tate started the sport when he joined his friend in fourth grade while attending James Thompson in what they used to call mini basketball. "It came fairly natural to me, and I just loved it." Hall of Fame coach Bill Disbrow described Tate as an incredible athlete who is highly competitive, and was proud to see him get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Disbrow coached Tate in grades 11 and 12, and during those 2 short years, Tate was considered one of the most popular high school athletes ever in British Columbia. "Every game, Richmond High would see every seat filled, whether it be home or away games," according to Disbrow. "Alan wasn't the only reason, but he was certainly the main reason," said Disbrow, adding that they would always take 8 busloads to away games. Richmond High basketball was probably the best in the country for a long period back then. It was on an amazing level.